The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
ebookclub.org. This message brought to you by Cornerstone Real Estate Investment Services.
Portions of this edition of the Don Crow Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores, an outstanding group of dealerships throughout the DMV, including BMW, Infiniti, Mazda, Mini Cooper, Nissan, and Toyota. And as well, they have a state-of-the-art collision center, all of which are ready right now to serve your automotive needs. So if you're considering purchase of a new or a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport stands ready to meet those needs right now. And you can find out more by going to PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. Well, hello there. Hey, how are you? It's been so long since we actually chatted live together. Great to be back home with you. Don Crow here, of course, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. And quickly thanking those who were aware of my trip to Tanzania and the prayers and support and encouragement that made it a very, very, I don't like the word, but, you know, it works. Impactful. Really an impactful time. Spiritually and otherwise. A great ministry going on there. And we may talk more about it as the days unfold, but good to be back home, as always. And thanks again to my good friend Bob Burney for filling in and sitting in this saddle and so forth. And, of course, Julie, our producer, for holding this whole mess together. Oh, my goodness. Time is flying, isn't it? Florida moves to ban transgender treatments on children. It's aligned with the truth. We'll get more on that in a moment. Democrats reject Rubio Amendment declaring only women can get pregnant. I tell you what, folks, other parts of the world just shake their heads at us, as my own producer's doing right now when I read some of these headlines. Fears of Bible shortage in Hong Kong sparked by Chinese Communist Party's crackdown. These are just some of the stories I've been looking at as we've prepared to come back into the show today. Indiana becomes the first state to pass almost total abortion ban since Roe v. Wade's overturn. Just some of the things I want to get to, or at least just touch on briefly. And also, of course, as you know, this month of August is, we're already, 8 days into it. And our campaign for August is the great ministry known as Food for the Poor. We've only spent a little bit of time on that campaign last week while I was away. We'll spend some time on it today. And in fact, much of this week, really kind of the full launching of this campaign. But it's a desperately needed campaign in terms of the ongoing pain and suffering of Ukraine. And so we'll tell you more about that as well. Next hour, Louanne Sabatier from 21 Wilberforce will be here to talk about the ramping up of repression of religious freedom in Iran. And this is the case, folks. How will I put this? Wherever pressure on the church increases, although the intent and purpose of the adversary and the forces of evil is to minimize the church and to destroy it, or at least localize it and keep it from spreading, invariably it's the opposite throughout church history. It's been the case that the more the church, the true church, is persecuted, the more she grows and thrives under that adversity and persecution. There's no doubt a whole series of things that could be said about that phenomenon, but certainly it was true of the early church. The more they persecuted the early church, the more they spread not just to Judea and Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria, but the uttermost parts of the earth were touched by the power of the gospel, and much of it was driven by the forces and fires of persecution. So Louane Sabatier will be with me next hour talking about this growing religious persecution in Iran, including the Iranian regime's disinformation campaign that they're conducting outside their own country about people of various faiths. And this comes out of the latest USURF reports that we'll take a look at next hour. And as I said, we are right on the front end of this exciting campaign with Food for the Poor, whereby I always am amazed at the figures that Food for the Poor gives us in terms of what they get done with so little. Talk about multiplying bread and fish. You can give a gift whereby for 25 cents you can feed a person in Ukraine. Did you hear me? 25 cents you can feed a person a meal in Ukraine through Food for the Poor. Now, the figures we've been giving you is $50 will provide 200 meals. $100 will provide 400. $150 gift, one-time tax deductible to Food for the Poor, will give 600 meals, 150, 600 meals, 200, 800 meals. You've thought, boy, I wish I could give 1,000 meals. Well, you can. A one-time gift of $250 to Food for the Poor will give 1,000 meals. And I have even better news than that. As of this moment, right now, as I announce it, our good friends at Passport Auto Group stores are adding another $8,000 bonus, or if you will, benefit, blessing, doubling effect, as they offer a challenge gift of $8,000 to our campaign, which means every figure I've mentioned right now is doubled. $50 for 200 meals becomes your $100 gift for 400, et cetera, et cetera. So actually, somebody with a $500 gift today could give 2,000 meals. And look, that $25 gift, that's 100 meals. I hope I'm making this as simple as possible. I can, without any effort, confuse things. So I don't want to do that. But your gifts are so powerful anytime, but especially right now when you make your call. And here's the number, 855-860-4673. Again, that's 855-860-4673. Every gift, every dollar being given right now, thanks to Passport, is going to be doubled over the next $8,000. $50 gives 200 meals, $100 gives 400 meals, $150 gives 600, $200 gift gives 800 meals, $250 gives 1,000 meals. And every one of those numbers doubled by Passport as long as that $8,000 is there. When you call that number, 855-860-4673, or give online at WAVA.com. How about doing it right now?
Had to cut back recently? Well, then listen up. The free Upside app wants to get you back to living your best life by getting you cash back on gas and food. It's time to stop compromising. Go grab dinner with friends, stock up at the grocery store, and fill up your tank without worrying about high gas prices. You shouldn't have to cut back just because of inflation. Stop compromising and start earning cash back. The free Upside app is here to help get you back to enjoying your everyday life, worry-free. Download Upside and start earning cash back on gas and food today. Download the free Upside app and use promo code CUTBACK for an extra $10 cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. That's promo code CUTBACK for an extra $10 on the free Upside app. Remember, use promo code CUTBACK. That's promo code CUTBACK for an extra $10 on your first purchase. Stop compromising and start earning cash back on gas and food today with the free app from Upside.
There's nothing like hearing the songs you love on local radio with no subscriptions and no monthly fees. But there's a new bill in Congress that could stop the music. If passed, this bill would tax your local radio station simply to play the music you love. Text LOCAL to 52886 and ask Congress to support local radio stations. Help us keep you connected to the music, local news, weather, and traffic that you need each day. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Alexa can play WAVA-FM and hear us wherever you are on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, or radio.com.
Hi, Rich Lee here from my friends at Window Nation. Back to school time is here, and Window Nation can help you get an A-plus in savings. Right now, get two free windows for every two you buy, with no payments and no interest until 2025. As temperatures soar, so do your energy bills with old inefficient windows. Stay cool, lower those bills, and raise the value of your home with new Energy Star efficient windows. Make the smart choice with two free windows with every two you buy, and pay nothing until 2025. Call today, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com and tell them Rich Lee sent you.
Do you need new blinds or shades? Blindster.com offers custom-made blinds, shades, and shutters shipped directly to you at prices less than big-box retailers. Blindster blinds are easy to install and guaranteed to fit. Don't overpay for new blinds. Shop Blindster today and save big. Blindster.com.
Our little brother says the word dodo bird 40 times a day. Should we be saying that word on WAVA? You started it. Okay. So, here we are with Uncle Ryan with three reasons why you'd be a tweet-tweet if you bought a home this year and didn't use us at United Faith Mortgage.
The biggest reason is our direct lender advantage. We use our own money.
And there's no middleman.
Which means
we can often get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money.
We also pay $1,000 of your closing costs on all new home purchases.
And just as important to me as saving listeners money is the super service part. Our small team is specifically committed to WAVA. You will not get to a closing and find anything hidden. It's a partnership all the way around.
So, don't via, and we're done.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And refinance. Total refinancing charge may be higher over life of loan.
Before Bamboo HR... feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/HR for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/HR.
The following program is sponsored by Food for the Poor and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
There is lack of food. There is no drinking water. There is no medicine. A lot of people are just, I think, starving to death in their apartments right now with no help.
Some of the sound that has been going around the world, originating from the country of Ukraine, where for the last 6 months, we've all watched as Russia invaded, and it can be heartbreaking. It can be overwhelming. You know, when you start talking about numbers like 10 million refugees, people displaced because of this war, you can just say, well, wow, that just seems completely hopeless. But today here on WAVA and this day of hope, we are inviting you to make a massive difference, partnering with Food for the Poor as we are ministering now for, we've been doing this for 4 months now, ministering to these refugees, giving them one of their greatest needs, and that's life-saving food. And we'll tell you more about how that partnership has worked. God just did an amazing thing getting this partnership up and running because this is a part of the world that Food for the Poor doesn't normally work in. My name is Todd Chapman with Food for the Poor. Here's the number to call and make your most generous gift, suggesting you pray about giving a gift of $100 that will send 400 meals to Ukraine, 400 meals to feed these moms, these kids, the elderly people that don't have really any other way to get food right now, absent your generosity in the ministry of Food for the Poor and our ministry partners. But without your generosity, your compassion, that can't happen. So a gift of $100, 400 meals, could you give that gift right now? 855-860-4673, 855-860-4673, online at WAVA.com. So as this crisis began to unfold this past spring, our leadership at Food for the Poor looking on and, you know, again, understanding that this is not a part of the world that Food for the Poor typically works in. 40 years, we work in the Caribbean and Latin America, very well entrenched, great partnerships, great efficiencies, all the system built, the logistics, the shipping, all of that stuff, the partnership with local churches. But, you know, Don, as we looked at this crisis unfolding in Eastern Europe, and it quickly became apparent that this was that we hadn't seen anything of this scale in terms of the humanitarian crisis since World War II. We knew that we were going to have to try to do something to help because of the infrastructure and the partnerships that we've got. But the logistics of it became a huge challenge because, again, Food for the Poor doesn't normally ship into that part of the world. But as the Lord would have it, we have a partnership with an organization here in the U.S. called Feed My Starving Children. And you might have actually at your church participated in one of their food packing, you know, endeavors. They're called Mana Packs, these food packages that they send all over the world. Food for the Poor had actually been working with Feed My Starving Children for about 10 years. They provide a lot of the food that we send into our normal countries. And so when we found out that they were, in fact, working in Ukraine and had been there for about 8 years, we were like, well, man, Lord, that's amazing. That could be the answer to prayer here, the way that Food for the Poor could spin up a response and help Ukraine. And so we had conversation with them and they said, yeah, we're already shipping meals in there. This was probably about April we had these conversations. And we said, well, look, we'd love to mobilize our listeners across radio stations like WAVA. And since we started that partnership, millions and millions of meals have been provided by Christian radio listeners just like you listening to WAVA. And so that's awesome that we're grateful for that. It's been an amazing response. But Don, I was just having a conversation with our contact at Feed My Starving Children earlier this week, and he was just kind of giving an update. And so far, in about the last 6 months, they've mobilized more than 12 million meals into Ukraine.
Wow.
That's great. But the need, as he said, right now, the need from their that they're getting out of the country is about 17 million meals. So we still need to mobilize another 4 or 5 million meals with all possible speed. And so all that to say, look, you play a vital part. So maybe you're saying, look, I can't give that much money. Hey, at 25 cents a meal, if you can give a gift of $25, that's 100 meals right there. You know, if you can trust God for $100, that's 400 meals. Perhaps there's someone listening right now. You're a business owner. God's just really blessed you. You have a higher capacity. If you could give a gift of $1,000, 4,000 meals making their way to Ukraine to be delivered out into the countryside, into these shelters by pastors who will not only deliver the food, but they're also going to minister and pray to these families and pray with them. And you're going to have just such a powerful impact. So really praying that two or three of you will respond even right now with your most generous gift, 855-860-4673.
Folks, you as listeners have developed an enviable track record through the years of generosity. I mean that having worked with Food for the Poor and other campaigns now all these years, 25 years we've been doing this show, and invariably you have given and given and given in amazing ways. And you know Food for the Poor, as Todd said earlier, it's one of the earliest of the ministries that we teamed up with back when WAVA first went on the air. And we have continued to enjoy this relationship. Also, I have had the privilege, Todd alluded to it, that I've traveled with Food for the Poor. I've seen their work first in Jamaica, building homes and feeding people there. A couple of trips to Haiti, seeing what they were doing there. Also Guatemala, again, seeing the incredible work and the dedication to the suffering of the people who are largely otherwise being ignored. And the other thing I like, Todd, about Food for the Poor is they don't come for just a moment, and that's okay for folks who come in with just immediate emergency relief. But through the years, their track record is one of coming to stay as long as necessary, and that means they must have sustainment in the resources we're talking about as well. So, folks, this is what you're part of when you pick that phone up and make your generous gift, whatever it is. I love what Todd just said. $25, 100 meals. I can't think of too many people who couldn't at least squeeze out $25 right now, but we're encouraging you to do more than that. $100 for four meals, $200 for 800, and so forth. So, Todd, this is an exciting way to really get involved with what God is calling us to. 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673 or online at our website, wava.com.
It will just take a couple minutes when you make that gift or if you make that phone call, rather, or when you go online. Won't take long at all. And, you know, another thing that is really meaningful to us and also I know, Don, for you, is there's a box when you make your gift online at WAVA.com. You can actually share your why. You can share why you gave in the comments that we're getting from people as you make your gift. It's just really encouraging because – and it tells us that, you know, it's not just us coming to you telling you about a need, but it actually confirms that God is laying this need on the hearts of a lot of listeners as well, because we've all watched this tragedy, this, you know, historic tragedy play out before our eyes. And I can't think there's a one of us that hasn't looked at the images of, you know, these moms and these kids separating from their husbands who had to stay behind and fight, or you looked at the bombed out buildings, or we hear about these mass graves. And the truth of the matter is we don't even really know at this point, and we may frankly never know the scale, the scope of the inhumanity, the crimes that have been brought upon the Ukrainian people. And I'm not trying to get political with this whole thing, but we're focusing on the humanitarian aspect of this unjustified, act of violence against a very peaceful people. And so as followers of Jesus, we are obligated, scripturally speaking, we are obligated, if we wear the banner of Christian, when we hear about people in need, when we hear about injustices, when we hear about people suffering, you know, we're not supposed to just say, oh, that's too bad, and I sure hope somebody does something. We are to be the ones that actually do something to render aid and to show love. And so if you've been saying, yeah, but what can I do? It's so big. I don't know how to help. Food. Food is something that all of these refugees, millions and millions of these moms, these kids, these elderly couples that now literally have lost everything they had in the world, and they have no place to lay their head most nights. They're just wandering from place to place. Maybe they find shelter for a week or two at a time, but they have no idea when they're going to be going back home. Wouldn't it feel good to know that you and your family at least lifted one burden, one question, one insecurity off their hearts and their minds by letting them know, hey, you know what? At least we're going to be able to eat, thanks to the generosity of Christians. And we're getting a lot of great feedback from our ministry partners in Ukraine, in surrounding countries, these pastors that are going out and delivering these meals that you are sending. They've actually had people tell them, look, I don't know this God that, you know, you talk about, but I do know this. It sure seems like that most of the help that is coming to us is coming from Christians in America and around the world. And so, wow, what a, you know, that's our great testimony, right? That the Bible says they will know we are Christians by how we love one another. So what you're doing is so much more than food. It's so much more than giving an amount of money. You are showing the love of Christ. Don, you mentioned a moment ago, you know, we don't come for a short while. We come to stay. And that's actually not only true in all the 17 countries where Food for the Poor has been working for four decades now, but also it's true about our response in Ukraine. As a matter of fact, here's Ed Rain, president of Food for the Poor, talking about that.
I think as we look at the situation in Ukraine, the most haunting feature is that it looks like it's going to be a very long-term need. The media will be full of the stories in the short term, but what about the long term? And that's where I think organizations like Food for the Poor separate themselves, that when we make a commitment, we commit for the long term. And so we expect, I think as we look at the situation in Ukraine, the most haunting feature is that it looks like it's going to be a very long term need. The media will be full of the stories in the short term, but what about the long term? And that's where I think organizations like Food for the Poor separate themselves, that when we make a commitment, we commit for the long term. And so we expect that our relationship with Feed My Starving Children in Ukraine is going to last well beyond the media coverage. We're going to have to dig deep. We're going to need your incredible generosity to be able to help the situation, because it's going to take months, if not years, to return to some level of normalcy. I mean, the destruction and the dislocation and the devastation is really unprecedented.
In the early days of this conflict, one of the verses that God brought to my mind as I watched these horrific images play out on television was James, I think it's James 1:27, where it says that a religion that God the Father finds faultless is this, to care for orphans and widows in their time of distress. And truly, you know, this is probably the biggest time of widespread distress and inhumanity that we've seen in our lifetimes. And so I just think it's a beautiful opportunity, in spite of the darkness, in spite of just all of the tragedy, it's a beautiful opportunity for the church to rise up and to be the church and to show the love of Jesus in transformative and in healing ways. And you get to do that today. Really hoping you'll respond with your most generous gift. If you could give a gift of $500, that's 2,000 meals that you can be sending to Ukraine to be delivered by these pastors. So please make your most generous gift right now. Don, it's not going to take long for people to make that gift.
You can do it right now, folks. Folks, just go to WAVA.com. You can give online if you prefer, or pick that phone up and call. Easy number to remember. It's toll-free, of course, 855-860-4673. Again, that's 855-860-4673, or online at WAVA.com. Do it right now. We're coming right back.
Do you suffer from lower back pain, knee pain, foot pain, or fallen arches? Do you? If yes, just stop and write this magic word, G-Defy, G-D-E-F-Y. What is G-Defy? G-Defy is the footwear designed by Gravity Defier Medical Technology with the worldwide patented VersoShock sole. Their shoes are clinically shown to relieve pain by a double-blind clinical study conducted by Oliveview UCLA Medical Center. You can try a pair for 30 days with free corrective fit orthotic inserts. If you're not satisfied, just return the shoes for a full refund and keep the free orthotics as a gift. Put an end to suffering. Save $20 and get free shipping from Gravity Defier when you go to gdefy.com/radio and use code radio. That's gdefy.com/radio, code radio. You have nothing to lose but your pain.
Hello?
Hey, stranger.
Oh, hi. Thank goodness it's you. I was afraid to answer the phone.
Why? What's up?
The credit card companies are after me. They want me to make payments and the calls never stop.
Ouch. Been there before, but I got help from Trinity Debt Management.
Trinity?
Yeah. I called and right away, Trinity contacted my creditors and got my interest rates cut in half. They ended all the late fees and over-limit charges, and they stopped those annoying phone calls.
Bet that was a relief.
Yep. Then they put me on a plan that consolidated my bills into one easy monthly payment. That way, I paid off my debt fast while saving thousands.
Nice.
Trinity even showed me how to plan and meet a monthly budget. So now I'm debt-free for keeps.
Wow. Do you still have their number?
Sure. Here, write this down and call 1-800-936-5496.
Can you repeat that?
1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Had to cut back recently? Well, then listen up. The free Upside app wants to get you back to living your best life by getting you cash back on gas and food. It's time to stop compromising. Go grab dinner with friends, stock up at the grocery store, and fill up your tank without worrying about high gas prices. You shouldn't have to cut back just because of inflation. Stop compromising and start earning cash back. The free Upside app is here to help get you back to enjoying your everyday life, worry-free. Download Upside and start earning cash back on gas and food today. Download the free Upside app and use promo code CUTBACK for an extra $10 cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. That's promo code CUTBACK for an extra $10 on the free Upside app. Remember, use promo code CUTBACK. That's promo code CUTBACK for an extra $10 on your first purchase. Stop compromising and start earning cash back on gas and food today with the free app from Upside.
Tonight will be partly cloudy and humid. We'll see a nighttime low of 79. Tomorrow, times of clouds and sun, hot and humid. We'll reach a high tomorrow of 95. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy and humid with a thunderstorm, the low 77. Wednesday will be very warm and humid with variable cloudiness, a couple of heavy afternoon thunderstorms. Storms could bring flash flooding and damaging winds. We'll reach a high of 89. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
Hey, folks, I want to remind you, we are right on the front end of a very exciting campaign with Food for the Poor. In fact, all of their campaigns are just that. They're exciting ways to bring great relief to the suffering of the world, especially, as you know, right now, continuing their focus on Ukraine. And 25 cents provides a meal for someone in Ukraine. $50, 200 meals, $100, 400 meals. In other words, this is really talk about exponential expansion of your gift. Whatever you can give is going to be doubled right now as well because of the $8,000 matching fund challenge from our good friends at Passport Auto Group stores. So again, $50 provides 200 meals, a $250 gift, for example, 1,000 meals, all of those being doubled right now when you call 855-860-4673 or give online at WAVA.com. I hope you'll do something right now. Don Crow Show on WAVA, delighted to be teamed up with the wonderful ministry known as Food for the Poor. And we've been telling you about it. Many of you are intimately acquainted with it because you've been giving in our campaigns for years. This is a desperate time right now for the people in Ukraine, as we've been telling you. And so we need your help, and we thank you for what you've done so far. Talking with Todd Chatman from Food for the Poor, and he's kind of been really fleshing out what your gift of most any amount is going to do, what it's going to accomplish. Todd, there is no such thing as a small gift, as I've been saying, but whatever folks can give is going to have heavy impact right now.
Yeah, Food for the Poor, partnering with Feed My Starving Children and Mission Eurasia. Those are our two ministry partners in this endeavor. Feed My Starving Children, they are packing the meals here at churches and companies all across America. They're called Mana Packs. And then they get packaged up and shipped across the Atlantic and then put in the hands of 3,500 pastors that Mission Eurasia has dispatched. And every day these pastors are going out in box trucks and in vehicles and bicycles, or even just, you know, with meals in their backpacks. And they're truly just finding people in need and ministering to them in the name of Jesus. And the number one vehicle for them to minister is to deliver these meals. And we get to be a part of that today. You get to be a part of that. And so just grateful that God has brought you this divine appointment. It's really simple. 25 cents sends one meal. So just do the math. Just say, God, you know, I want to give $100. That's going to become, what, 400 meals right there. Four meals for every dollar that you give. And so just pray and ask God what He would have you to do, and then would you call and respond right now? 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. Online, click on the Help Ukraine banner at WAVA.com. I had the opportunity last week to make contact with a missionary in Ukraine. His name is James, and he works with YWAM, Youth with a Mission, and they've been in the country. That I think they're in Lusk, actually, in Ukraine, and they have been there through thick and thin during this war, as the war broke out, and it was fascinating and really just a blessing to talk to him. I wanted to share part of our conversation. He was talking here about the ministry they have been able to have to people immediately after the bombings.
Right away, we had people starting to come from other cities, trying to get across the border. As you know, over 10, 11 million displaced people. So we started getting 40 to 60 people a day come to our 22-bed facility, and they would stay the night. We would feed them, house them for free. One night we had 91 people come. They were all over, sleeping on the kitchen tables and on the floors. And they were happy to get out. They were happy and surprised that somebody did something for free for them. And then we would help get them to the borders. And within a week, we already started to send humanitarian aid into other cities, and then we would pay our guys who were going in. We'd sponsor 11 different vans to bring people out to safety, and then we would deliver them to other churches because we couldn't hold all the people we were evacuating.
You know, this truly is the body of Christ doing what God has called and equipped us and resourced us to do. And that is every one of us just doing whatever we can do. You know, James, he and his family actually happen to be on the ground in Ukraine. And so they're doing their part. You heard him talk about how they're ministering to these people. You know, we've got Food for the Poor. We're doing our part. We've got our partner, Feed My Starving Children. They may be partnering with even your church here locally to have a manna pack party. And then, of course, the pastors delivering the food. All of that, all of this, the body of Christ working together to minister to these people in a desperate time of need. And so I just want to ask, will you do your part right now? Whatever that it looks like for you, $100, you provide the funding for 400 meals. $500, that's 2,000 meals. Whatever you can do, would you do it right now? Be a part of this just amazing ministry. Don, I believe with all my heart that even though this is a really dark period of time in human history, I really think that God is going to use this as he does, you know, throughout so many periods of tragedy and darkness. If we look back in history, God uses them to draw people to him. Yeah. And he does that through his church. And so I'm praying that our listeners are going to be a part of that.
Indeed, it is. You know, folks, a crisis in and of itself is God's opportunity. You know, we've used those political phrases around here, never waste a crisis. Well, I've often said God does not waste crises either. He uses those as time to speak to the world, to speak to people, ourselves included. And this is one of those occasions when we can maximize the impact of the gospel through simply giving a very modest gift. I mean, $25, 100 meals. $100, 400 meals. And as Todd has said, just do the math. And whatever you know you can handle, whatever you know your budget will allow, be as generous as you can. Here's the number to call, 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. One more time. And by the way, you could perhaps consider, say, oh, I can't give a large gift all at once, but I'd like to do, say, $100 a month for the next 4 months, or the $100 a month for the next year even, because it will greatly help Food for the Poor to get the job done. That number again is 855-860-4673, or, of course, online as always at our website, wava.com.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A lackluster session to open the new week on Wall Street. The indexes finishing the day close to where they began it. The Dow Industrials edged up 29 points, while the S&P 500 slipped 5 and the Nasdaq Composite shed 13. Emerson Electric has agreed to sell its garbage disposal business to Whirlpool for $3 billion. Whirlpool said the transaction will add about $1.25 in earnings per share to its bottom line in fiscal 2023. That unit, InSinkErator, has more than 70% of the market in the food waste disposal industry. It's also the world's largest maker of instant hot water dispensers for home and commercial use. In the next day or two, the national average price for a gallon of gas will almost certainly dip below $4. Since peaking just above $5 in mid-June, the price has dropped pretty steadily over the past 8 weeks. The national average is currently $4.06, according to AAA Gas, but he puts it at $4.01. State with the lowest average price currently, Texas, $3.51. That's Your Money Now.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-683-7713. That's 1-800-683-7733. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-683-7733. That's 1-800-683-7733.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Hi, Don Crow here. I have a question for homeowners. If you found your dream home, would you sell your current home? If you answered yes, then I suggest you call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with Reynolds Empower Home Team of Keller Williams Realty Chantilly. Selling your home can be tricky in this market, right? Full of contingencies and hassles. Sure, you can sell your home for top dollar, but where will you move? Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. They are experts at finding listed and unlisted properties no one else has, just like they did for Adam in Fairfax and Wayne and Linda in Arlington. The best part? Sarah and Debbie will guarantee to sell your home at your agreed-to price and time frame, or they will buy it. Guaranteed in writing. Buying your dream home and selling your current home starts by calling Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with Reynolds Empower Home Team at 844-881-SOLD. That's 844-881-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
The Museum of the Bible and the Knee Book Club invite you to discover the life and legacy of one of the most influential Christians of the 20th century, Watchman Nee. A new exhibition at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C., commemorates the incredible life of Watchman Nee and the 50th anniversary of his martyrdom, including never-before-seen artifacts, and shares the story of how Nee used the Bible to impact people in China and around the world. Visit the museum to explore the extraordinary work and martyrdom of Watchman Nee, and visit KneeBookClub.org to sign up for a monthly seminar series on Watchman Nee's ministry and to participate in an in-depth study of Nee classics, including The Spiritual Man, Sit, Walk, Stand, The Glorious Church, and more. Guests will receive a free copy of Watchman Nee's classic book, The Normal Christian Life, while supplies last, and seminar participants will receive a free New Testament Recovery Version Study Bible. Learn more at KneeBookClub.org. This message brought to you by Cornerstone Real Estate Investment Services.
Once again, folks, we are so excited to team up with one of the truly great ministries in the world, and I don't exaggerate whatsoever, probably understate the impact of Food for the Poor reaching out across the world, primarily at other times in the Caribbean. As you know, for years we've worked in those areas with them as a station and as broadcasters, but in this case, they've broadened their horizons, if you will, to reach out into the broken areas, the suffering areas known as Ukraine and that whole region on the European continent. So you are invited to be part of what they're doing. Easy thing to do, 855-860-4673, online, wava.com. And Todd Chapman here from Food for the Poor to actually kind of flesh this out and tell you exactly what they're doing there and why your partnership is so strategic and so needed right now.
Yeah, Don. So counts are that about 10 million people have been displaced because of this conflict in Ukraine. Some of them, some of those people are, they continue to live. They're actually still in the country of Ukraine, but they're not able to live or return to their homes. But a lot of people have also gone to bordering countries like Poland and Moldova. And Food for the Poor, in conjunction with a couple of ministry partners, an organization here in the U.S. called Feed My Starving Children, and also Mission Eurasia, which is an amazing ministry organization in Eastern Europe. They have 3,500 pastors that are being dispatched every day delivering food and ministering to these refugees. And we get to be a part of that on this Day of Hope. We're inviting you to provide the funding so that we can send as many meals as we can to Ukraine. The need, at the latest report, is we've sent about 12 million meals, but they need about 17 million meals. So about a 5 million meal gap. And you say, well, that's crazy. You know, how you expect me to give 5 million meals? Well, of course not. But, you know, we have an army of people listening right now on WAVA. And when you consider that your gift of 25 cents is all it takes to send one meal, well, just do the math. What's your most generous gift? What can God allow you to do? If you can give a $100 gift, you're sending 400 meals to Ukraine just in a matter of moments. You'll make sure those meals get added to the truck, to the ship, to go over there and minister to these families. A gift of $1,000, that would be 4,000 meals. Pretty amazing the difference you can make. Please just pray and then make your generous gift right now by calling 855-860-4673, 855-860-4673. A lot of people giving online by clicking the blue and yellow Help Ukraine banner at WAVA.com.
Go ahead.
I want you to hear from Andy Carr. He's our ministry partner at Feed My Starving Children, talking, giving some encouragement as the church to respond to this time of need.
I would just encourage people to ask, how am I being asked to help now? It's an invitation to be part of the solution. Not one person is going to solve this whole problem. It's all of us acting in some small way together. I wouldn't ask, how little do I have to do? I would say, God, what are you calling me to do? And how can I trust you today, knowing that there are organizations of high integrity with your heart that are acting? So I want to be a part of that. So I'm going to make a donation today. That is truly what the body of Christ is called to do. We're not called to be everything to everybody, but we are called to do everything we can for everybody. Right now, to see this unfolding real time is something that really stirs people's heart.
I love what he said there. You know, we all have different capacities, but we share the same calling as followers of Jesus, and that is to show love and to respond in times, particularly of times of crisis. This is really our opportunity to show that it's not just religion, that Jesus and the love of God can make a significant difference during times of need. So what is your best gift? Could you bring it right now? And Don, as I've traveled the country over the last 5 months, bringing this need in front of Christian radio listeners all across the nation, the response has just been overwhelming. So many people have said, hey, thank you for letting me know how I could help, because I've been watching this unfold before our eyes, and honestly, I've just felt helpless. I didn't know what I could do. And now you tell me that they need food. I can give food. And so if that's you, will you respond right now? This is not Todd. This is not Don asking you to give. I mean, well, okay, we are doing the asking, but really, this is a divine opportunity. This is God bringing a need in front of you because he has equipped you to make a gift and make a difference. Oh, I got to share this. This was so cool. I mentioned earlier in the program that when you give your gift online, you can fill in a box there and share why you gave. And this gentleman, not from this area, but from another part of the country, he gave a gift. It was $840. And I was like, well, that's kind of a weird number. And he had made in the comments box, his son, they'd been hearing about it on the radio, his son wanted to give $40 out of money that he had saved from his allowance.
Wow.
And so he said, you know what, I told my son that whatever he decided to give, I would give 20 times what my son gave. And so together, they gave $840. Isn't that absolutely beautiful?
Love it. Absolutely love it. Folks, it's so simple to be a part of it. It really is. And again, we're not asking you for anything beyond what you feel you can give and what the Lord is putting on your heart. Having said that, some of you have been able to give much larger gifts than others. It's not a matter of competition. It's a matter of cooperation together. God keeps the records. We don't. And if you can give $25 and that's a big gift for you, that's going to be just as important as someone who gives, say, $1,000. It's really, in God's economy, he looks at our hearts. He looks at what we can do and what we're willing to do and why we're willing to do it. He watches our motives. And I know you have given generously through the years. And this is what we're just asking you to do now. Listen to that inner voice, that still small voice that you've come to recognize, the Lord kind of nudging you in one way or another to give whatever amount that you feel you can give. And any amount won't be too small and certainly none too large either. But the number to call in any event is 855-860-4673. Again, that's 855-860-4673. Online, you'll see the Ukraine banner. Can't miss it with those beautiful bright colors at our website, WAVA.com. And I like what Todd has reminded us, if you want to put a comment in there, sometimes folks have given in honor of someone or in memory of someone whom they've lost in their own family or for any number of reasons. Some have actually said what Todd was sharing earlier, that they give because they looked for somewhere to give that they could trust. So that's really what this is all about. One more time as we go to this break, 855-860-4673. Or again, on our website, WAVA.com.
Hear 105.1 FM WAVA wherever you are on our mobile app or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
Christian women visit iBelieve.com, where they can explore the deeper issues of their faith and learn how other women have handled the challenges of being a believer. Go to iBelieve.com. Everyone deserves a good story. That's why Family Fiction is devoted to compiling and celebrating Christian stories of all kinds with a newsletter, digital magazine, and updates. Find it all at familyfiction.com.
Hi, Don Crow here for Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with Reynolds Empower Home Team of Keller Williams Realty Chantilly. If you're planning to sell your D.C. area home, you know that due to low inventory and rising interest rates, the market has shifted. And according to Sarah and Debbie, the market will continue to shift for sellers. The question is, now what do you do to get the most money for the sale of your home? Good news! Sarah and Debbie Reynolds have the solution because they understand that every situation is different. Your Home Sold Guaranteed is the standard they set for selling your home fast and for the most money. They guarantee to sell your home at your agreed-to price and time frame, or they'll buy it. And on average, Sarah and Debbie get their sellers $30,500 more when compared to other agents. Call and ask about their guaranteed sale program at 844-881-SOLD. That's 844-881-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
AActionHomeServices.com, Episode 5. Ann in Annandale. Ann has a problem. Every drain in the master bath was running slow. Not just slow, but it was slow. It's time for the A-Action A-Team. So, Ann looked up AActionHomeServices.com and called.
It's Ann in Annandale. I have a problem.
So Chuck sent out Mr. Plug-O-Matic from AActionHomeServices.com. It took some time, but the drains were running like brand new.
Problem solved.
Keep your home running smoothly. Go to AActionHomeServices.com.
As we move toward the end of this particular hour, folks, plenty of time still for you to be involved. And if you happen to just be joining us late in the hour, you say, what are they really talking about? We're talking about an exciting opportunity to make a difference in the lives of people of Ukraine who, as I don't need to tell you, are desperate in their suffering right now. Some of them have lost everything they have. They've even lost family members, their husbands and wives and children separated. Food for the Poor saying, we are going to address this in its most basic level or area, and that's the need of food. And so this is why this campaign is on here at WAVA right now. And Todd Chatman's here to help us understand how simple it is for you to be a part of it.
Yeah, very simple. 25 cents sends one meal to Ukraine, a meal that will be delivered by local pastors who are going out every day, putting their own lives on the line, by the way, to minister to these people in need wherever they are. And sadly, we've lost three pastors that we know of since this conflict started, just doing what God has called them to do. But you know what? They've given their all in service of their king. And boy, you know, you think about that, and all we're asking of ourselves right now is just to give a little bit of money. And so hopefully you just, I don't know, that sobers me. It's like, man, you know, some people are truly giving their all. Certainly, we can give a little bit of money to make sure these meals make it to Ukraine. So whatever God lays on your heart, please give that right now. I wanted to share one more quick comment from James Hopkins, a missionary on the ground there in Ukraine with Youth with a Mission, talking about how they've been ministering to these people during this time of crisis.
That was really an awesome opportunity. We didn't have most of these people for more than a night, but before they would leave in the morning for the border, we would gather them in a room. It wasn't forced or anything, but 80 to 90% of the people would come out of gratefulness. They would sit and listen to what we had to say, and we would share the hope of Jesus Christ. We would explain that God is not guilty of the war, that it's our sins. And people, if they look cold or frustrated, they became soft and opened. And we could see almost everybody crying in each meeting. And we knew God was touching people. And many people thanked us. One woman said, you know, I lost everything. I lost my family, my home. And she said, I can say I am grateful. That has happened because it brought me back to God. So that's a great testimony of, you know, God taking what Satan wants to do for evil and turned it for good.
Man, so beautiful, so powerful. God truly does make beauty from ashes. And we get to be a part of what he is doing in Ukraine. We can't see it. We can't understand it right now. But, you know, Don, I believe with all my heart, as we come to understand things in the light of eternity, we will fully understand and know and to be grateful that God was able to use us during this time of darkness to show his love in transformative ways. And today that can be in the form of food that you give right now through Food for the Poor. So thank you for your most generous gifts right now.
Quick final question, Todd. We've talked about it before. How is it that Food for the Poor is able to give a meal to so many people at such an incredibly low price?
Well, you know, we've worked with Feed My Starving Children now for years. They've got tremendous efficiencies in the way they buy and pack the food and ship it. And Food for the Poor, same thing. You know, we've just been at this a long time, and God's granted us tremendous favors. So a lot of the food that you're actually sending is donated to Food for the Poor. So that keeps the cost down a lot. But we can't do it without the generosity of people like you who just do whatever God lays on your heart. Give your most generous gift. 25 cents sends one meal to Ukraine.
As we wrap up this all too brief time together, because the need is so great, but I'm sure you've collected some of the information in your own mind and heart pray for Ukraine, but as I often say, and somebody else said it first, never pray a prayer you're not willing to be at least part of the answer to. So would you do that right now? Would you go to the phone and be part of the answer to the prayer for Ukraine with a gift of any amount at 855-860-4673? That's 855-860-4673. Or you can give online, as always, at WAVA.com. Thank you and God bless you.
Need a plumber? Need drain cleaning? Toilets not working? Call A-Action for Plumbing. Our plumbing team is awesome and clean. Call 703-922-1900.
Thank you for listening to WAVA-FM, now celebrating 30 years of biblical encouragement, helping you to get closer to Jesus Christ. Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life-changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.